7:41 now, and D.C. Councilmember Mary Che is set to propose a big shakeup to the entire ticket writing process in the district. The councilwoman joins us live. Good morning, and great to have you here with us.
Good morning.
Okay, so you know that the WTOP Ticketbuster has been a thorn in the side of all these tickets here, and he's uncovered a number of bad tickets, tickets falling through the cracks. So what is the solution that you're proposing here that could solve this?
Well, actually, you know, we're glad that he's a thorn in the side because it helps us fix things up. But what I'm doing is reshaping and reorganizing the transportation agencies in general, only part of which is related to parking. First, with respect to the Department of Transportation, we're going to break that into two agencies. The Department of Transportation will do the usual stuff of, you know, paving roads and building bridges and that sort of thing, but we're going to create a transit authority to deal with all of the other kinds of ways that we move around, bike share, the circulator, all of the different ways that we move around, because that hasn't gotten the proper attention. In terms of parking, parking is really divided into three agencies, believe it or not. The Department of Public Works writes the tickets. The Department of Transportation creates the policies about who can park where and when. And then the adjudication of the tickets is left in the Department of Motor Vehicles. We're going to take all three of those functions and put them into a parking management agency. And we think by doing that, we'll be able to consolidate and make more efficient and make more transparent and effective our whole parking policy. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to eliminate the taxi commission. And we're going to put the licensing and registration functions in the DMV. And we're going to put all the policy issues about taxis, just like any other mode of transportation.
Councilman Che,
Transportation Authority.
I need to ask you this. I'm not in any way suggesting that a reorganization isn't appropriate. I mean, I think it's one of those things that everyone will look into and we'll find out whether or not it moves forward. But to so many people who have engaged the DMV over the years with problems, some of which have come to the attention of our ticket buster, others that go unnoticed, there's the question of why are they so darn rude with you? Why are they so unhelpful? You can reorganize everything, but you got to get people to want to help.
No, exactly right. And, you know, they're supposed to be trained, and they are trained in order to be helpful. Of course, people who have tickets are often upset by the tickets, and we want to figure out why they are upset. And if there's some problem that is being caused by us, that we have to fix it. But I have other legislation that deals with some of those issues. I have parallel legislation that will make the process easier for people who want to challenge their tickets and not make them go through all sorts of crazy hoops and give them a clear indication of what they're missing, whether it be a photograph or whatever.
But do you know what I'm talking about? It's what everyone talks about.
Well, I don't know that everyone talks about this. What happens is you have people who are unhappy, and maybe they're unhappy for good reason, or maybe they're just unhappy because the ticket, they think the price is too high. But, of course, we deal with thousands and thousands and thousands of tickets. So, I just can't accept the premise of your statement that everybody at the DMV is rude. However, all parking matters, including adjudication, we'll move out of the DMV. So maybe that's a happy circumstance. But yes, we need people the people who come to the DMV, like anybody who comes to our government, we're a service industry, and we have to treat people like they are our customers and treat them with respect and treat them with, in some cases, they really need kindness because they're quite upset.
And one last question for you. Do you get support from council? How about from Muriel Bowser, the Democratic mayoral nominee? I mean, this could spill into her administration should she take the office.
Well, this transcends, you know, whoever is mayor. And, you know, I've gone to people on my committee and other members of the council, and I will be talking to Ms. Bowser today. This is just an introduction. We're not at the finish line yet. And I expect support from whoever is running for mayor.
All right.
And
Mary Che,
sure I'll get it.
Thank you very much. And by the way, my premise wasn't that everyone was rude, but that
many
people were rude. Yes.
Right.